The pasuk says, "Adam ki yakriv mikem karban Hashem." An adam that brings a carbon to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zokt Rashi. What does it mean, an adam that brings a carbon to the Ribbono Shel Olam? The reason why we use the term adam is because just like Adam was not able to steal anything because he owned the whole world, there was nothing that he was able to steal. So too, when a person brings a carbon, he's not allowed to bring a carbon from something that is stolen. And the shaila is, this is the way you define Adam. Adam is someone that can't steal anything. That's what Adam ki yakriv mikem. What does it mean? You can't steal. And there's plenty of things that you're not allowed to do when you bring a carbon. Why is it so fundamental, the issa, to bring a stolen carbon? It's such a fundamental thing to say, a guy brings a stolen carbon, he's missing an Adam. He's not an Adam. What do you mean he's not an Adam? He's an Adam. Adam punk happened to have had a situation that he owned the whole world, he had nothing to steal. So l'chayr, what's the message over here that we're calling him Adam? Rabbi said is a very, very timely message for us in the current situation. The concept of Adam is that every person is an Adam. You are the only person that agrees, that exists in this Bria. B'shvili nivra ha'olam. Every person has to view himself that the Ribbono Shel Olam is taking care of you. And everybody else in your life are all nisyonos, are all there to see how you're going to respond. But the Eibishter relates to you, not to anybody else. You don't look over your shoulder. You can try to learn from other people, but you don't look over your shoulder what somebody else is doing. The Eibishter is talking to you. He has a personal relationship with you, and you're an Adam. And if you remember, we mentioned once that the name Adam has no plural. Ish has a plural. Anashim has a plural. Gever, which is another name you can call a human being, has a plural. But Adam, there's no such thing as Adamim. There's no plural of an Adam. The concept of an Adam means that you are unique. You are your only existence. And when you're bringing a carbon, the reason why a person is not allowed to steal is not because it's an isser. It's because a person has to realize that you're the only one on this planet and somebody else's money doesn't exist. It has nothing to do with you. The Eibishter is giving you your money. No one can take away your money. And if Rachman al-Sanah, a person steals, not only is he being over an Avera, he's missing the whole concept of being an Adam who's approaching the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's trying to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. If a person steals, it's worse than Chil Shabbos. It's not much worse. But in a certain sense, it's worse than Chil Shabbos. Person Machal Shabbos, he had a taiva, he was over. But a person steals, because he doesn't chap the whole matzah, he doesn't realize that his money is destined for him, and if he steals from somebody else, he's going to lose it a different way. You're not making an extra penny, there's no point in stealing money, because whatever money is coming to you, that money is coming to you, and no one else can take it away from you, and there's no point in stealing. And that is the yisoid of Adam. A person has to walk around that your relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam is a relationship of Adam. You have your money that you're supposed to get, and your money will not leave you even if there's a coronavirus and your business, Rachman Tzlan, is shut down and a person doesn't have a job. You have to realize whatever money is coming to you will come to you. You're an Adam. You're the only person on this planet. No one can take away your parnasa. The Ribbono Shel Olam decided on Rosh Hashanah how much parnasa you're going to make, and you're going to make it regardless of what happens with the coronavirus. That is the way we relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We are an Adam. We are the only human being on this planet. And nobody else can take it away from us. The Ribbono Shel Olam deals with us on a personal level. And that is our relationship with Hashem. And when we internalize that, and realize that we're an Adam, the Eibishter will taka bench us and show us that we're an Adam. And the Eibishter cares about us. And he has Hashgacha Pratis for us. And we have to have betoch on him and rely on him, and he's going to give us our parnasa, b'shefa, b'ez Hashem, b'zoyche, to brachas, yeshuas, refuas, and nechamas, lanu, ulechal, Yisrael, amen.